The competition to get Farmers Insurance to expand operations in Phoenix was so strong, the city created a code name.
It's been known as Tiger. It's like, was sworn to secrecy and crossing my fingers.
Councilwoman Thelda Williams uncrossed her fingers and shared her feelings when the council approved a deal with the insurance company last year.
Over 1,000 new jobs plus construction is very exciting.
Farmers agreed to build a new operations center at Interstate 17 and Pinnacle Peak Road. In exchange, Phoenix will pay the company up to $500,000. It breaks down this way. Farmers can get $1,000 for each new job that pays more than $44,000 a year. When the ribbon was cut for auto financing company Santander's new customer service center in Mesa, leaders announced plans to hire nearly 1,000 people over 3 years. If they do, Santander could be eligible for nearly $9 million under the state's Quality Jobs Tax Credit Program. It's not tax credits, but checks that online job portal ZipRecruiter could collect. To convince the California-based company to expand to Tempe, the Arizona Commerce Authority offered ZipRecruiter $500,000, courtesy of taxpayers.
It was a competitive process, and we were competing against several states.
Commerce Authority President and CEO Sandra Watson says money from the Arizona Competes Fund helped close the deal with ZipRecruiter, which has hired more than 200 people.
Our focus has always been on job creation, but quality job creation, to ensure that the wage levels of the jobs that the businesses that we're working with are creating are really at a much higher level.
To qualify for Arizona's quality jobs tax credits, employers in Maricopa County must pay more than the median salary. That's $35,760 a year. But the Commerce Authority says its wage goals are higher. Over the past 5 years, the group says it's helped land nearly 90,000 jobs with average salaries close to $53,000 a year. Those are projections provided by companies.
We really focus on the total value proposition for companies.
Kevin Sullivan's job at the authority is to sell Arizona.
While the incentives are important, they're not paramount. I mean, many companies are making their decisions based upon the talent that we have, the affordability of buying a house, the quality of life, so those are things that I think sometimes get lost in discussion.
Broadening the discussion is what David Lujan would like to do. He runs the Arizona Center for Economic Progress.
Our mission is to advocate for those policies that are going to create better jobs and economic opportunities for all Arizonans.
The former Democratic state senator questions whether decades of tax cuts have produced solid returns.
The Arizona legislature rarely makes decisions based on a long-term plan. I was in the legislature for a number of years, and it often seemed that when budgets were passed, it was based on what was going to help get us out of this current crisis for that particular year.
Lujan worries Arizona is falling behind.
In recent years, Utah and Nevada, in just the last 3 years, have made significant investments in public education, and in Utah also in infrastructure, because they see those two areas as a key to creating those quality jobs in their states.
For the past 2 years, Alliance Bank of Arizona has surveyed business leaders, and in both years, workforce quality and education topped their list of concerns. Last fall, Arizona voters approved more funding for public education and increasing the state's minimum wage. It's clear that many people are interested in raising incomes and education levels. What remains unclear is how Arizona will do it. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.